A to the K.
WWE draft announced. What can we expect to see?
Well, I don't know. Seth Rollins is taking time off from WWE.
Uncle Howdy teasers begin at Raw.
Tony Khan addresses the decision to air all-in footage on Dynamite. That could have been a shorter title, Carl.
Could have been. Sorry about that. Update on Stephanie McMahon's WWE status.
Jacob Fatu set for big in-ring push in WWE.
I mean, that was a small title and you still fucked that up.
Yeah, my bad. Maybe I'm the problem.
Nick Khan reveals, not himself, he's the good one. WWE are interested in working with other promotions.
Triple H details, WWE's five-year plan.
Anthony, when's all this coming up?
Right, freaking now.
Not in 5 years. No. Well, that's misleading. Let's talk about the draft, shall we?
Okay.
Draft has been announced for, like, the 26th or something. I don't know. A couple of days. We're titling this video, WWE Draft Spoilers. So it would be good if we actually knew what we were talking about, right?
But we ain't got.
But it's going to be on the SmackDown of the 26th of April and the Raw of the 29th of April, right? And you want some spoilers? I can give you some spoilers.
Spoilers.
Shit can go down, I think. So Cody Rhodes is now the WWE Undisputed Universal WWE Heavyweight Undisputed Champion. That's what it's called.
That's the one.
But that title technically belongs to SmackDown now.
He's a Raw superstar.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Does he just by default become SmackDown for the minute?
I think his ass
is he everywhere until the draft?
I think he's getting drafted to Raw.
Yeah.
I think the Judgment Day are ultimately going to end up on SmackDown.
Well, if you think
Final
about
Testaments
it,
are going to get in the fucking.
If you think about it, right, you've got SmackDown, which is the highest viewership because it's on Fox, but then WWE have just signed a deal with Netflix, which is obviously going to be mental. So does that take place later this year or is it next year?
Bro.
Okay, next year. So they may not do anything too hasty to stack the deck for Raw at the moment because, let's be honest, the network isn't going to keep them and they're going to be on to the Netflix. They've already signed that deal.
The Netflix.
So I think SmackDown, who's lost Roman Reigns and The Rock's not going to be appearing for a while.
Now they know they've got the Netflix deal. Like the network, they're like, oh, could you do this? And they're like, why don't you go fuck yourselves?
Basically, how it's going to go. So I do think that we are going to see them try and stack the deck a little bit more on SmackDown. So Cody Rhodes likely to end up over on that show. We have
that show.
To be honest, he might end up on both because he's Cody Rhodes. He does whatever the fuck he wants.
Is he going to go full Charlotte? I'll be on NXT as well. I don't care.
I love that meme that we did. That was good.
I know, right?
That was good. Was it like she's going to show up in AEW or something?
Yeah.
But declared for the draft, we've got, how do you say his name? Ilya Dragunov?
Yes.
Yeah. He's confirmed for the draft. Also, Bron Breakker has declared for the draft as well. So, we saw Roxanne Perez on Raw this week. So, I'm guessing there's going to be a number of NXT call-ups. And
I mean, Dragunov's Triple H is running the gambit now. So, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Dragunov's still running. No, you just completely threw me because you said he's running the gambit. Dragunov's not running nothing. Dragunov's still the champ, and Roxanne just won the belt. So if they both get drafted, I wonder what they do with them titles. They're going to have to just drop them because they're being called.
Drop them, hold the tournaments.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They play fast and loose with the titles. These are the main titles, so they've got to do something with them. But, like, you know, Dom was able to be North American champ for a while, even though, you know, normally they make people drop it. It depends really what they fucking want.
Oh yeah, there is that.
And they don't know what they want, Carl.
They don't. But they know they want a draft. So as much as we've told them...
A nice, cold draft.
Clearly Paul doesn't listen to us. As much as we've told them to end the draft and just have all your top talent on both shows...
I feel like that's a protest out there. End the draft!
They're still doing it. I'm sure it'll be fun. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of surprises in store. So there's your goddamn spoiler.
But we got to catch the video. So, Carl, Seth Rollins is going to be taking some time off from WWE.
Sad?
Now, obviously, we always saw him sadly lose at WrestleMania. There's really not a great deal of news on this, but rumour has it he's going to be taking some time. Not a ridiculous amount of time. We have no set plan for his return, but his absence on Raw after Mania was noted, along with Becky Lynch. We know that Becky's doing her book tour. Becky Books. And chances are they're just going to have a bit of free
time. She needs to release another book now so she can be Becky Two Books.
That's fucking awesome.
Like, that needs to happen.
So, I suspect that Seth's babysitting. Now, but no, like, obviously, bit of time.
How do you babysit? Like, it's his kid.
I'd be one of those dudes.
Not like random houses.
I'd be one of those. You know, you get that all the time, don't you? Mm. Oh, is dad babysitting? Like,
yeah.
Wow. They hear all the time, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, but I suspect that they're both having a bit of much deserved time off.
Well, he's
family wise,
he's goosed, isn't he? He's just come back from injuries.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
rumor
has it his knee needs a bit of healing up anyway. But we don't have an estimated time for his return. So all we have right now is he's having a bit of time off. Having a bit of time off, Carl.
A little vacay.
Bit of a rest up, you know.
Mm. Well, speaking of people who are no longer having a bit of time off, it appears that Bo Dallas, Uncle Howdy, Taylor Rotunda is set to be on WWE programming imminently. So we saw the bit of a throwback to the whole thing with Bray, with the little glitches and stuff like that. So there was a glitch during a backstage promo with Bronson Reed, and the kind of the picture glitched for a little bit in the bottom corner. It just said, hello. So many people are alluding to a Uncle Howdy involvement.
It's Mustafa Ali,
Not again.
I'm the hacker.
Always hacking the shit. But anyone who saw the Bray Wyatt documentary, it was very much alluded to that he's going to try and carry on his brother's legacy, and he's going to try and kind of bring to life what he knew was in his brother's mind, obviously before he passed. So
that's awesome,
yeah.
To be fair.
Whether it's Uncle Howdy, whether it's Uncle Howdy, whether it's some other kind of, you know, crazy creation from the mind of Bray remains to be seen. But further in this, sorry to interrupt you.
You're not sorry.
Further in this, I'm not actually. Shut the fuck up, it's my second. further in this, during like commercial break and stuff, they started playing some like creepy music again, like they did for the White Rabbit stuff. And Bo has also put on his personal Twitter just a picture of a rabbit. So all of the kind of hints there. But go on, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, like, I think it needs to be taken as what it is. It's like, this is a homage, right? Because I don't think it'd be right to compare them. I think people are naturally going to try and compare, but he's no Bray Wyatt.
No.
And I think he knows that.
And do you know what?
It's just, this is a tribute to the man.
Yeah. Like,
this isn't the greatest song in the world.
No. It's just a tribute. To be fair, like I'll own up to it as well. We were just as bad. Like, even Bray didn't get it perfect all the time, and there was some things that were like when he came back and we had the pitch black Mountain Dew fucking match, whatever it was. We were like,
What
is this? So, but I guess to your point, like, I hope people don't just shit on this straight away or expecting something. Like, I think when you build your expectations up so much, you just set yourself up for disappointment, don't you? So I think, if we're going to get something along the lines of what Bray was bringing us, I think let's just go along for the ride and see if it, you know, how it ends up being.
Yeah.
But yeah, Uncle Howdy, Bo Dallas, some version will be making his way to WWE TV very soon.
Nice. Okay, look, I'm going to keep this one brief, right? So Tony Khan has commented on the suggestion that Matt and Nick Jackson are going to be playing some backstage footage from All In. Everybody knows what footage that we all think it is, and the reference to footage, important, super important footage from All In. Everyone knows that we're alluding to the Punk thing. And, you know, Tony Khan has promised it's not a swerve. It's some really important...
A swerve?
No. Some really important footage from backstage. He was very careful not to mention the specific incidents. So I don't care what they say, this is a fucking swerve. There's no way they're going to actually play this footage. And to be honest, this is a fucking nightmare in any case, because they're either going to disappoint people for not showing the actual footage. We're going to show the actual footage and people are going to go, that was petty.
Yeah.
They can't win. There's no winning here. I really don't know what they're fucking aiming for with this. Really don't.
The whole thing just screams, like, pay attention to us, I guess. Yeah. It's come completely out of nowhere. It's not, like, supporting any current storyline at the minute. It's the Young Bucks who are going to be playing it, so they've got the whole EVP thing, so they're going to try and tie it into that, I guess. But to your point, like, what's the positive that comes out of this? Either they legit play that backstage footage and it's like, well, why the fuck have you sat on this so long and done it now, and what's that achieved? Or they play something stupid like backstage footage of just them being silly, like at All In. And it's like, well, then you've just fucking done the typical huge announcement and it's nothing again. Yeah. Like,
and it's like the boy who cried wolf at this point. If it ends up being nothing again,
yeah,
people are going to get less and less involved or enthused on these huge announcements.
Yeah. Like, legit, they've just signed, you know, I'd say Okada, I'm not interested in Okada, but they've just signed Will Ospreay, they've just signed Mercedes Moné, two of the biggest free agents in the yep. world. Why not focus on them?
Exactly. But instead of being proud of your product, and this it reeks of, like, we're pissed off that Punk spoke to Ariel Helwani.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So
I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. I'm not sure what they're aiming for with this, but because even if it's them trying something storyline wise, like you say with the EVP stuff, they know what they're insinuating here. So it's just making people remember that incident, which they should just fucking get over. Well, exactly.
Just baffles me why they're doing it. To be honest, I wish that they would just concentrate on putting the best product out there like they used to do.
Yeah.
Because it's just,
and even if they should legitimately be pissed off at Punk, because I suppose the whole aim.
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, Tony's got every right to be. Like, yeah, he's fucking.
If he should be legitimately pissed off at Punk, the best revenge is to put on a fucking good product. Well,
exactly.
It?
Yeah.
So he's not helping himself in that sense either.
No, I don't know. Like, they need to just focus. I wouldn't even say focus on what they do well, because what they do well is put on good matches. But, like, you've just seen. And I know it's an alternative, blah, blah, blah. You've just seen what WWE were able to do at WrestleMania and the storytelling and the complete fucking cinema of it all. You just don't get that in AEW. You might get some great matches, which is cool, but you need to care about the matches. I say this all the time. And at the minute, there's no reason to care about a lot of the stuff they do. No. So let's focus on why we should care and not bring something up from months ago as a petty revenge ploy because someone said some bad comments about you.
Exactly.
He shouldn't have said, to be fair. And obviously, it's... You know, people have come out and defended Tony, and rightfully so. He's made a viable alternative. It's a great product. And...
But it's like, since that interview, though, you've had a few different people say stuff, like, publicly, like Edge saying stuff in the ring publicly, people on socials, various people defending it, and now we're doing this as well, and it's like, just let it go now.
Yeah, like that was enough, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I don't want to say to make Edge come out there and say that, but... To make Edge come out there and say this is the best company I've ever worked for. I don't know. It reeks, and we know Saraya said this as well.
It's everything that feels a bit like I say, you might say this is the best company I've ever worked for. You might say that.
You might, Edge. Just thinking, you might say.
You might.
Didn't Saraya like apologize or something as well? She said something when she joined, didn't she? About, you know, nice to have a boss who finally gives a shit or something like that. I can't remember what the word was. But then she was like, oh, I was kind of asked to say that kind of thing. So I get why they're doing it, but they need to stop taking shots now, I think, and just need to just focus on
rise above, man.
Doing the best they can.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Stephanie McMahon. She made a surprise appearance on night two of WrestleMania. Oh, and she made a surprise appearance on the HK Wrestling Show right now. But word on the grapevine is, in terms of her status now in the company, is by her appearing on camera and making an appearance means that she's essentially picked a side, and that side is she's not going to stand with her father and not going to back Vince. So whether that's people reading into that or...
It's like, I'm going to back you, money.
Yeah, exactly. But look, everybody has got tremendous things to say about Steph, like the work that she's done. You saw the connection her and Paul Heyman had, you know what I mean? And they were at each other's throats for a long period of time. Yeah. So I'm guessing there's been times in there where she's not been great to work with creatively for the likes of Paul Heyman, but there's also times where she's seriously helped the women's division. Seriously,
the reality is both her and Triple H have grown up in the business and learned the business. And, you know, it's safe to say she's not the same person she was like 10 years ago.
You might say, I'm all grown up. Now, is that what you're saying? Wasn't that a song?
Yeah.
Okay. So the lyrics finally rang true. So she finished her story as well. But whether or not she's back full time, I don't think anybody knows. But the belief is that by her coming on the show, she came on the show as a guest. By her being there at WrestleMania means that obviously she's more in the camp of the current board and things as opposed to the opposite of that. So will we see her more? I don't know, but I think she belongs in the company. It's nice to still have a McMahon in there, I think.
I agree. And you know what? I think it's a dad, obviously, but it's hard not to sort of take this side, isn't it? Because this is probably the safest the company can be without a McMahon at the helm, because it's now being sort of controlled regularly by Triple H, with The Rock on the board of directors. The influence is there for people who love wrestling. Yeah. And she is one of those people, so it just makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. So I hope that she can find her way back home, and I hope that she...
Man, where I've been.
Bit of Hazel Street for you. Yeah. Speaking of people who find their way to WWE.
Yeah, so Jacob Fatuka has confirmed that he is no longer with MLW, has confirmed that he has in fact signed with WWE, has been reportedly seen backstage in Philadelphia at WrestleMania, and according to the Melt himself, this man is going to join WWE and be given a big push. But the question remains, where's he going to be? Is he going to be NXT, or is he going to be the main roster? We don't actually know that just yet. My suspicion would be that he's going to be a draft that rocks up and they go, we've drafted this person, yeah.
It's a good shout. I mean, we are completely in the dark in terms of the future of the Bloodline at the minute. Mm-hmm. Roman has obviously gone away for a little bit. Jimmy and Jay are kind of obviously broken up, aren't they?
Yeah, well, so like a beautiful cinematic where you see the Tribal Chief's necklace. I don't know what you call it. And he comes and picks it up and puts it on. And they're like,
well, that's what a lot of people... So, obviously, I mentioned this to you before off air, but on Raw, The Rock handed something to Cody and we couldn't see what it was. People think it was a bead from his necklace. As if, like... Because he said, like, he handed him it and said, just one thing, never break my heart again. It was such a fucking weird promo. And he hands him something and people are like... I guess because he promised him that he could have his main event and then didn't let him have his main event or something. I don't really know. But... yeah, so just what
was it, an engagement ring?
Just while we're on the necklace thing,
like, is it feeling like an engagement ring?
Based on the back and forth, oh, I'll let you hold mine if you can hold yours. It was probably a condom. I don't know. I said condom like an American. I said a condom.
Never break my heart again.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a good shout. But I'd imagine he'd have some level of involvement with the Bloodline. It'd feel weird now at this point to just have him rock up on NXT.
People are gonna go straight to the family connection, aren't they? So it just makes sense.
Maybe we'll get him and Solo as a new version of the Usos for a bit. Tagging around. We will see. But yeah, he put on a few bangers with Hammerstone back in the day, so he can do it. We know that. So let's see what he does in WWE.
Indeed.
So we go from one Khan to another Khan. This time, Nick Khan has... I'm not sure if he gave an interview with Sports Illustrated.
He proper looks like he's just farted. And it was a good one.
He smelled it.
He looks like he's so fucking proud of it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. What's that joke? Once farted in a full lift, which is wrong on so many levels. But I'm not sure if he gave an interview with Sports Illustrated or they just ran the story. But the belief when Nick Khan talks about the future of WWE and where they want to take it, that one of the key strategies is opening the forbidden door. Essentially, they are open to working with other pro wrestling companies, which is interesting to me. So we know we've had a bit of a deal with TNA at the Rumble and things like that. Letting Christian go over there to do the Hall of Fame for Sting, and
obviously working kind of with GCW.
Yes, we've had some stuff with GCW, Shana, with the Bloodsport stuff. I don't know what your thoughts is on this. Maybe people are just gonna be like, "Ah, sacrilege! How can you say that?" But why? Because unless it's AEW, and I don't want to shit on TNA and people like that. But what's in it for WWE?
I'll tell you what's in it for WWE. Fucking pillaging.
You
go, oh yeah, we'll give you some level of profile, but we're going to steal your stuff. Let's be honest, right? AEW proved that this model works, right? They went, yeah, NWA, we'll work with you, but we're going to take Thunder. Mm. You know, they proved that the model works. It's like, let's feature some people, let's see how over they get, and let's offer them a big old contract.
Yeah, like, to be fair.
It's a testing ground before you fucking bother signing people.
Yeah.
I don't blame them at all for this. I don't think they'll work with AEW because it wouldn't work quite the same way. But this is definitely what it's for. You know, well, we're basically, you know, they've spent years poaching like Ring of Honor and stuff like that. So why not just actually work with them? And then you get an idea of who the people are. You don't just look at the talent in the ring. You actually get to know them a bit and work with them a bit before you even make any calls.
To be fair, like, there could be some truth in that. I just think...
Could be. It sounded like I know what I was talking about for a sec.
The size of WWE, the amount of talent they've got, it just feels odd to me that they then want to go and bringing others when they I mean, you can't even showcase all the talent they've got. True. Maybe they did something with NXT and they had like NXT versus TNA or something.
Oh, they're going to have that Netflix money soon. And I think, do you know how many Netflix specials we're going to get?
Oh, God, like, yeah.
They're going to have a show every night.
Probably. So, I don't know. It's an interesting one. So, I don't know what the plan is for that. But they're open to it. But in what capacity, I don't think it's really been discussed. I can't really see it as like, let's do cross-promotional pay-per-views and stuff. I just don't see that happening. But, yeah, maybe it's more along the lines of like, well, we'll let our guys go over to your company for exposure. Or
ultimately, it might just mean that every time there's a Rumble, you get some random people turn up.
Maybe.
And you either do or don't know them.
Which, let's be honest, Mickie James was awesome. Jordan Grace was awesome when they've made their appearances. So.
If you do it with all due respect, smaller indie companies, then there's more chance of you going, who?
Exactly. So, yeah. It remains to be seen what the pro is for WWE, but they're interested in it, so let's see what happens.
Okay, this is a bit of a non-story as well, but I'm going to go with it. So Triple H has been asked about the future of WWE, and he's talked about like how, you know, WWE is the behemoth that it is, and you know there's nothing wrong with WWE. It's one of the best forms of entertainment you'll ever have. So he's not trying to change it, but it does evolve, and it's going to be so good. It's kind of almost like a... You ever see South Park when they were taking the piss out of George Martin?
Yes.
And they're like, Dragons are gone, they're gonna be great. It's a bit like that, like, next 5 years gonna be great, it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be a totally different product, but you're gonna be like, wow. And it's like, so he hasn't really got a plan for the next 5 years. What he's told us is things are gonna change around here, but they're gonna change for the better. And you know, by the time you get to the next WrestleMania, like, it'll be a totally different feel, but in a good way,
yeah.
Like, okay,
I suppose in his position, trips. Like, what else is he expected to say? But he's like, no, we peaked.
Business as usual.
Yeah, we peaked the mania, to be fair. It's just downhill now, you know.
But I think, obviously, what we can take from it is, like, he obviously has some things in the works that he doesn't really want to... He's playing close to his chest, he doesn't really want to give away. They're being more... Is experimental the right word?
Yeah, I think so, with the camera angles and stuff.
Like, because some of the camera angle work is really good. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit jarring, but I think they're finding the feet with it, you know? Because some of the long shots, they've done a fucking boss.
Yeah.
And you know, they're choosing to work with TNA and it, you know, and increase that sort of profile, and you know, alluding back to what Nick Khan has referenced and stuff, and you go, well, you know, maybe they are willing to like change the game a little bit, as it were. So I like it. I like the idea of innovation. I like the idea of going, well, let's not get stale, because let's be honest, that's what WWE did for a long time.
Yeah.
So
it's surprising as well, because he said like he doesn't want to use all the latest technologies and stuff for like entrances and. That kind of thing, because he wants to put the focus on the crowd. So we're going to see smaller.
I think it's because they haven't got the AK cameras anymore.
Well, they kind of used them at Mania, I thought. So they didn't use them on the entrances, but you know when they did like the announcements in the ring when they were doing like the challenger and blah blah blah. They did like a really close in shot, and it looked like it was like an AK kind of thing. Maybe. So maybe I'm wrong, but
yeah. No, I was just kidding, because it was when they were signed with Fox that they got the AK cameras, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that sort of tech or whatever going on. But. I don't know. Like, it can only be a good thing. I like there's a lot of stuff I like that the Triple H has done and that's happening in the modern era. There's stuff that I don't like as well, but it is what it is. But I like the fact that they're willing to not stagnate, because let's be honest, that was the danger they were in last time. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, as The Rock said, wrestling's cool again. Just saying. I like to think we played a small part in that, to be fair.
Wait,
just saying.
Are we cool?
Well, no.
Ah.
You know, we had a podcast when it wasn't cool and now it's cool.
Nice.
We got in there early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So now we're old.
We were old when we started. But yeah, let us know what you think of the headlines. Do the usual, like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. And we will catch you on the next one.